Britain will reduce its total number of troops at Iraq from 7,100 to 5,500. Prime Minister Blair says that most of the remaining troops will serve in a support role for the Iraqi military. He adds that one cannot compare the situation in Basra, which is predominantly Shia, with that in Baghdad, which remains at the center of sectarian and insurgent violence between Sunni and Shia Muslim populations. U.S. officials describe Britain's announcement as a sign of the type of success in southern Iraq they also want to see in the Baghdad area. But some regional analysts view it as the beginning of the end of British military involvement in Iraq. Gerard Baker, U.S. editor of The Times of London, says Tony Blair's decision may be partly an acknowledgement of the British public's anger over the war in Iraq and a desire to focus on his own political legacy.
The reaction has generally been fairly cynical. This is less to do with the situation on the ground in Basra and more to do with Tony Blair's need, before he leaves office, to have some sort of token of success. While at the same time not wanting to disrupt relations with Washington, not wanting to cut the UK off from the United States. I think there's another factor too, which is that, frankly, British troops are just very stretched at the moment.
Gerard Baker notes that British troops are committed in various other places, especially Afghanistan. In fact, Defense Minister Des Brown announced earlier this week that Britain would send an extra 1,700 troops to Afghanistan, bringing its total commitment there to at least 7,000, more than the number in Iraq, after the drawdown. But support for the Afghan war is mixed, Gerard Baker says.
Britain has been under pressure for some time to try and increase its forces in Afghanistan, where they are involved in some very serious fighting against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Opinion polls suggest countries rather split on whether British troops should be there, unlike Iraq, where the vast majority of people would like British troops to be withdrawn.
Najib El-Baisi, senior Washington correspondent with Al Arabiya Television, says Britain's decision to send more troops to Afghanistan is viewed positively by many Arabs.
And many will say that this is the real fight. If you want to fight the war on terror, if you want to fight Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan is a battlefield.
Najib El-Baisi adds that even though the Bush administration has characterized the British drawdown as a sign of success, the Arab world views Tony Blair's decision as a sign of defeat for the U.S.-led coalition.
It's no longer the coalition of the willing. And if Britain, the closest ally of President Bush, has decided to withdraw British troops, it means that things are not really working out. Regardless of how much gloss you're trying to put on it as a success in terms of Iraq is being able to take charge of Basra or southern, mainly Shiite areas.
And in Britain, Gerard Baker says, the Bush administration's upbeat reaction to Prime Minister Blair's announcement of a troop reduction in Iraq is generally dismissed as what he calls political spin.
While it's true that there is much less violence in Basra than there has been in Baghdad and Anbar province, where most of the U.S. forces now are, the fact is that the situation on the ground in Basra is still far from ideal.
Danish journalist David Trass, editor-in-chief of Nyhedsavisen, says the British and Danish decisions to draw down their troops in Iraq were closely connected.
The fact is that the Danish troops are actually working under British command in southern Iraq, so this was closely worked together between the Danish and the British Prime Minister. I think most people in the media, as well as most Danes, are quite happy that Denmark is finally leaving Iraq, because to the majority of people in Denmark, it has been seen as a failure. We haven't seen the final decision from Lithuania, but the general opinion here is that Lithuania will also leave, as will most of the European supporters of the Iraq war.
David Trass says the British and other European heads of government are now trying to distance themselves from President Bush's current Iraq strategy.
It's dangerous for domestic reasons for the prime ministers or the presidents in these different countries to be too closely associated with the U.S. and with the war in Iraq.
Italy, Spain, Ukraine, Japan, and New Zealand have already withdrawn troops from Iraq. For now, Britain will remain the second largest foreign military presence in Iraq after the United States. South Korea is third, but plans to withdraw half of its troops soon. For International Press Club, I'm Judith.